Today's Coffee with the Coach is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Coach Bill Belichick joins us. And Bill, how do you view the win over the Jaguars? Obviously, some very good things, showed a lot of mental toughness after falling behind early. At the same time, probably not the start you would have liked to have had in that game.
Yeah, definitely not the way we wanted to start the game. We put ourselves in the hole there, 10-0, 13-3. And, fortunately, we were able to have a little swing there at the end of the half and the start of the third quarter to, get back on top. But, there were some things that we did well. We finished the game well on defense and scored our scoring opportunities, things like that. And then there are other things that we can and need to do better. Good to win, but certainly a lot of room for improvement.
You mentioned finishing the game strong on defense. How encouraging was that specifically? They're right there at the doorstep, at the goal line, and you're able to keep them out of the end zone.
All right. Well, similar to the second Buffalo game, the same kind of thing. And then, we had it offensively in the Miami game, the first Miami game, where we had the drive on offense to kind of put the game away. So, we've had some of those opportunities, and we've, we've made some of them. So, it was good, though, in the Jacksonville game. Our defense, stepped up. We had a couple of big stops there in the red area at the end of the game. And so that was, of course, that was good.
You always talk about starting fast, and we saw you start so fast against the Texans the last couple weeks. 49ers, Jaguars didn't have the fast start, as you mentioned. How concerning is that, and sort of what's the message to the team in terms of if you start like that going forward, the margin for error is that much thinner?
Yeah, well, we don't want to put ourselves in a hole to start the game, so we've got to do a better job of that. Coaches, players, we've got to come up with a better way to perform better earlier in the game, all of this.
So tight end Rob Gronkowski has been back at practice a little bit more. In his absence, you've had some good production from the other tight ends. What are some of your thoughts on what Hooman has done? And I noticed you call him Hooman because I've had trouble with that pronunciation as well.
There's a lot of syllables in there. I think that, Mike and Dan Fowles both got an opportunity to play more in recent weeks, and I think they've both done some good things. Not perfect, but they've stepped in there and been able to give us a good level of production and performance at that position. So we'll still keep working on it.
Coach, thank you very much. Coach will be back with us later in the show to talk about the Dolphins. More All Access after this.